Emergency responders in California had to deal with something yesterday they had never faced before.
Walk this way if you're not.
What you're hearing is the aftermath of a simulated terrorist attack in Anaheim. You hear people being told to stay together. It was part of a statewide drill that used make-believe bombs. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the attack was real enough to show first responders what they might be up against someday.
In the parking lot of the Anaheim Angels Stadium, the detonations began. Two cars exploded into fiery balls. Broken glass and metal went flying. Enormous billows of black smoke darkened the sunny skies. An overturned bus flattened a car while another bus was charred and gutted. It was all supposed to have been the work of a suicide bomber. Fortunately, this was just a drill, right down to the phony body parts and the make-believe victims.
It just exploded. Help me, my face is on fire.
Help me!
Alanicia Polk and Melissa Ma were among more than 400 volunteers who got the full Hollywood treatment, with fake blood, protruding bones, and glass shards in their faces, arms, and legs. Only the emergency responders were real.
We're just south of the Douglas entrance.
6 minutes after the initial explosion, the first fire engine arrived. Traffic was shut down in both directions of the Orange Freeway. Police, paramedics, and this reporter were checking in with the walking wounded, like another student, Nok Tran.
There's not enough firefighters for all these victims. It's not enough. There needs to be more.
The simulated bombing here in Anaheim was part of a statewide emergency drill known as the Golden Guardian, meant to test equipment and train first responders.
The focus this particular year is on mass transit and large gathering places.
Matt Bettenhausen heads California's Office of Homeland Security.
We know Al-Qaeda has an interest in aviation, mass transit, and maritime. You know, whether it's the 2004 attacks in Spain, 2005 London, 2006 Mumbai, and the thwarted attacks in Germany, and the plots we've disrupted in this country targeted at mass transit. So it's important that we test it.
Bettenhausen says California already leads the nation in responding to natural disasters like earthquakes and wildfires. State and local authorities also have to work together to prevent attacks, says Anaheim Police Chief John Welter.
Prevention is the key. Just about every community gets some kind of a threat from some nut. Fortunately, the vast majority of them are unfounded and not sustained.
Okay, do you know what happened? How the bus exploded?
No, I don't know anything. I need my brother.
Okay, sir, just calm down. We'll find him, okay?
As paramedics carted imitation victims to area hospitals and Anaheim police handcuffed pretend suspects, onlooker Karen Swamba thought about real terrorist attacks around the world.
It just brings to mind everything that's going on in the Middle East and how lucky you are that you're not there. And it's right outside their front door, their business. We're here, we know it's just a fake drill.
Fake or not, observers made careful notes about what went right and wrong during the staged events. And today, real-life investigators will continue looking at who and why someone might attack California, hoping that no one ever really will. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.